ESPN 97.5 KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gao Media station,
which can cause cramping and diarrhea.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Well, it's been declared. Colin Kaepernick has declared that he's ready to make his NFL return.
Well, then.
There has been thought that there has been a thought, and I know his agent will say this is not true, and it's probably not true, but there's been a thought that he didn't really want to play. Like, there were talk about a potential offer, and the money he was asking for he was never going to get, and there was a thought like, does he really want to do this? Well, now he's posting videos that, you know, he's up 5 a.m. working out, getting ready. I ask AJ and Fred. So AJ and Fred bring me on. They're all excited. AJ's all excited because he thinks he's found a gambling angle since the Texans are going to have Jordan Te'amu there and Joe Webb, who plays special teams as well, is going to be the starter for most of the game. And then I ask, and somebody brought up something about, I said, hey, Johnny's available. They go, ooh, Johnny, you know, as a joke. And I think he's still banned from the league. And then they said Kaepernick, too. I said, oh, I didn't even think about that. And
neither did the Texans.
Yeah, no, I know. But I asked if they're going to text.
This one I agree with. You don't need that heat.
No, not.
No, you don't.
You really just don't right now.
You really don't.
Although, I've always thought Kaepernick could still, obviously, play.
He could, it's the age old. Are you worth it? And the answer is no. He's not good enough. If he was really, really, really a good quarterback, you could face
him. So here's the other concern. Anybody now considering him, social media has elevated to new heights, where it's even.
Yeah.
It's even more of a bully platform. And if he goes to a team without a really strong number one quarterback that is a no-doubter, then you're going to have to deal with the social media stuff. And maybe that seems
– Well, forget the social media stuff. You're going to lose half your fan base.
I don't know. Well, it all. I'm not even going to go down the cap. He's not going to be in a league.
No,
I think.
No.
He's done.
He's declared.
Carmelo's
declared. I'm okay. I'm ready to come back. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Carmelo's
you mean
done.
Like when no one wanted you last year, but now all of a sudden?
But the difference is, I think one guy could play, and one guy is really done, and one guy is on a serious decline.
It's
but
been
it's been
a while
2 years.
For now.
It's been 2 years. Two and a half seasons,
yes.
I guess now. So it's been a little while, but yeah, golly. After the 2016 season, 17, 18, and now we're headed into 19. So it will. I think it's a non-story now. I mean, you miss football for 2 years. I doubt he gets back in. But if he got back in, I don't have any doubt he'd be one of the top three quarterbacks on any team. But like you said, you don't want him as a third quarterback because all you're going to hear every single day are stories about why is he not starting? Why is he not getting more reps? And you mentioned it won't be a case in Houston. I want to focus on Houston right now. Jordan Te'amu is not going to be a factor either. You had to get somebody in who knows the playbook. He was here in the summer. Maybe they ask Whedon. Whedon's like, get lost. I already know I have no chance over there. I'm not coming in to be your little preseason puppet.
And it really is like, man, if I join this team again, how many interactions will I have to have with Granato?
Yeah. No, he'd be. Oh, really?
I feel like his, I can't.
His
I can't.
Number one enthusiast, really?
Oh, my God.
You don't think? He'd be like,
OB and Granato?
No, he'd come here and we'd play some golf and he'd be like,
cool. What if he said OB and Granato? Forget it.
I got to deal with O'Brien during work and John on my days off.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, he would love that.
Oh, look, another Texas Granato.
He ain't Cal's puppet, okay? You ain't getting me in here just to pull my strings. I get to be in the preseason for you. Thanks. No.
I do have a suggestion for where a place that Kaepernick could play because this guy has had a bad last couple days. You know what Stephen Ross can do to get people off his back?
Oh, my goodness.
Sign Colin Kaepernick.
Stephen Ross has had a bad, the owner of the Miami Dolphins has had a bad couple of days. So here's what, AJ, tell me how you see this. I'm as a handy, as the handicapper in me is the old handicapper that's still living somewhere in the back of my mind, thought of it like this. AJ sees this great opportunity because you get a fade Joe Webb, who's playing most of the game. I look at it as Joe Webb has NFL starts under his belt, and he's going to be playing, I would assume, most of the game, but he's got a chance to get into a rhythm at some point in the game where other quarterbacks are, you're playing, you're done. Boom, you're done. I actually think it's an advantage to have a guy with NFL experience who it's not going to be too big for him. Joe Webb playing and most of a game, if that's what ends up happening, because he's got a chance to get into a rhythm inside the game. He's got NFL starting experience. And I understand he's not a great NFL starter, but who is in the preseason?
Yeah. And DeShone Kizer's not good.
No.
By the way,
I actually think the Houston Texans have an advantage playing Joe Webb
maybe,
for so long.
Maybe. They would have had a better advantage. Well, I'll tell you this, though. Like
with
I
McCarron.
Said, McCarron, and he's not very mobile. And that offensive line, you're going to need Joe Webb. You know what they ran a few times during practice was fake handoff, Joe Webb bootleg, and Joe Webb running. And it was a clear just quarterback run.
Yeah.
And there was no question Joe Webb was running from the get-go. And they're going to need that. I'm not joking. That second offensive line was an abomination. They were getting worked. And
who was on the second line?
It was Julion Davenport. It was, well, you know, Calamete and Fulton were in there some. It was Rankin. It was Roderick Johnson. It was at center whomever. There was some dude in there.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just a mishmash, and it wasn't good. Here's one of the big problems with it is you don't have any chemistry whatsoever because I think they're just throwing guys to see, can you play some? Just go. Let's see if you can play some.
Yeah.
You know, as a unit, you got to have some kind of a chemistry. And I didn't see any.
There's a chemistry question, but there's also a talent question.
Yeah.
So you got to figure out, like, there's a chance Martinez Rankin could be good enough to become an NFL starter. We got to find out. There's a chance that we kind of know who Greg Mance is. So
Mance was with the first team.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
But he can do that. Yeah. We know that. You'd like to be better than Greg Mance. But he can do that, and you're not going to embarrass yourself. Greg Mance can play football. Zach Fulton is an NFL starter. We know. But I think, once again, that's a guy that the Texans can do better than in the future. And maybe they've tried to draft better than right now. But the guys I'm interested in watching today are going to be Titus Howard. It's going to be Matt Khalil.
They're not playing. I mean, they're going to get very limited. Titus Howard might be there out there for a couple. I'm telling you, he's a starter. They're not. I doubt that he plays much.
He's a starter at left guard.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I doubt he gets much.
Man, I would leave him out there longer. He needs all the reps he can get against live action.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't.
I.
We'll
I
see.
Think,
you
I
know.
Think,
you know them with
O-line,
starters though.
I think the O-line will play maybe the first half. Why wouldn't you? You're not the quarterback.
We'll see.
You're not the quarterback. You don't get a no. You guys stay in.
Yeah.
Because who's after Julion Davenport?
Julion Davenport is like fifth on the
Well, you said he's the second left tackle.
Yeah. Well, no, he was playing right tackle. And then sometimes he wasn't even the second team right tackle.
Well, who's the left tackle after Khalil? I mean, it can't be. What they'll probably do is at some point in the second quarter bump Titus Howard
out. Titus Howard. Actually, Titus Howard in you know, they line up five, but they only rush one guy.
Yeah.
You know, so and that's their one-on-one. But line up the five guys.
Right.
At the start, it was Titus Howard at guard, and then it was Titus Howard at tackle.
Yeah. That's what you're going to do. So that's probably what you got to play Titus Howard at tackle some.
Yeah.
So it'll probably start Matt Khalil. Second quarter might go to Titus Howard. This is just a guess. And then maybe in the second half you get Julion Davenport. Or who's the other left tackle after Titus Howard? That's got to be Julion Davenport. Who else do you have?
Yeah, or
who?
Or Rankin or Roderick Johnson.
Ooh, gross.
Roderick Johnson was their starting second team left
gross
tackle.
Gross on all that.
DeAndre Francois is like, ill.
Excuse me, Bill O'Brien. I don't have part of my jaw anymore.
Excuse me, Bill O'Brien. Do you hate DeShone Watson?
Roderick Johnson was the second team left tackle.
Excuse me.
Roderick Johnson.
And apparently.
Killing ACC tackles for years and years.
The word I got is they like him.
I mean, killing ACC quarterbacks.
A.J. McCarron looked out to his left and was like, "What the? They trying to kill me."
Now, Roderick had some
Out for the season.
Well, yeah.
Now, maybe they coached him up and they've gotten him to quit being such a waistbender and so stiff-legged and all that stuff. Maybe. I haven't had a chance to be out at camp because I was on vacation. I wasn't there the first week. I've been on vacation. This week, they're at Green Bay. I don't know. I mean, this is going to be my first look at him this year, other than when I went out during OTAs, but that's different.
Listen, you know, I'm the only ones I'm going out to, it's practice. When the Lions come to town, then go back out there and see, because that's the only way you see, because it's real. That's real, is what's going on when you're practicing against another team, because you get first team reps, and they're trying. That to me, that's the only way. You can't tell what they're doing against their own guys, to me, anyway. I want to talk right now about Jeff Aronoff. He's real. That's a real dude right there. That real dude. See this? This is hard. Jeff Aronoff could have done this. It's pretty much anything that's rock hard, anything, any marble, any stone, any tile, any countertop, vanity, and what a difference those things make. And if you've got a giant workplace, Jeff Aronoff is the guy for you. And if you've got a showroom and you want to make it beautiful, Jeff did Yanni's bar. If you've never been there, I mean, it's just, the bar is just gorgeous, and Jeff put that in. That's what he does. He puts entire deals in. He's not coming to to take a stone out. Oh, I got a stone. No, that's not what he does. You want to put in an entire outdoor kitchen, that's what Jeff Aronoff will do for you, and he'll make it look beautiful. When you look and the choice that you have with the marble, it's just unbelievable. The countertops can make a huge difference in your home. It makes a huge difference. And if you're looking for somebody that will make that difference, and you don't, and here's, you take one step out of it. You don't have somebody that designs it and then somebody that installs it and gets all the, no, he does it all. He will help you pick all that stuff out. It's what he does every single day. So if you're looking to redo that kitchen, you're looking to redo that outdoor, that patio or that kitchen outside, he's perfect for it. He does it every single day. It's Jeff Aronoff and Absolute Marble and Granite. 713-880-2822, 713-880-2822.
This is DeAndre Hopkins, wide receiver for the Houston Texans, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers, live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Are you at all worried about Zach Greinke?
No, but, I mean, he wasn't impressive in game one.
Oh, no.
Didn't have impressive stuff.
I'm just worried that maybe he's done, because he did have that bad start. That's all I'm worried about.
I need to.
Now, maybe I should do...
He's not Mr. High Energy. I will say that.
He is the... He is... I don't want to say he's a strange dude, but he is a different kind of dude now. He just doesn't care about anything, apparently. He'll say anything. He doesn't care about anything. He just is so whatever.
Well, let me mention this. I mean, he's consistently, his innings pitch now, isn't it crazy that six innings has become the new seven innings?
Yeah.
There's Zach Greinke with a ton of six innings. Garrett Cole, too. Six innings has become the new seven innings. And some of those six innings were just when he approaches 100. 100 is that drop dead number.
100 is a number, especially for AJ.
Yeah,
and Hunter's, I think, a number. It is rare. You got to be Verlander to get up into 110.
And you know, the thought is also, so I've heard this talk about how for years people talk about, well, what about when there used to be four-man rotations and there were complete games? And, hey, guess what? This generation, Garrett Cole, even Verlander and and certainly Zach Greinke, they play in a general. And I would imagine Verlander and Greinke also. I'm trying to think from an age standpoint if they would have been in it, but it was about year-round baseball, elite baseball, yeah. travel baseball, excessive wear and tear on the arm from a young age. I think because of their upbringing now in baseball, youth baseball, more and more pitchers, you've got to manage them as they get older. Maybe it doesn't coincide what they did when they were younger versus what they do when they're older. But we already know this is really not even arguable. Young players are throwing a baseball way too much now, way too much. Arm damage is at an all-time high. Players are throwing breaking pitches at earlier ages. You have doctors who are, you know, James Andrews and his whole crew is like, you shouldn't even pick up a baseball. And baseball season's over. You shouldn't even pick up a baseball for 3 to 4 months. So I wonder how much of that ends up leaking into how you handle them in major leagues, because there's going to be a lot of wear and tear on the arm already. And we've seen more and more Tommy John surgeries than we used to see in the past. But Zach Greinke, in his last 10 starts, has had 4 starts where he gave up 5 earned runs or more. So 4 of his last 10 starts, he's given up 5 earned runs. 4 earned runs or more. Is that a concern for you at all?
Yeah. Yeah.
I should say in his last 8. In his last 8 starts, 4 of them he's given up 4 earned runs or more.
No, 3 of them he's given up 5. Definitely, yes. No. Well, and you know what? I'm going to give him a little time with Brent Strom and then find out and then see where we're at. Because
are we back with Strom, or is he good?
He just had to fart some, and then he's okay.
I don't think that's what
he had some gas. Okay, just drop. You know what? Drop a couple bombs, and you'll be fine.
Boo boo juice.
Take some brioche, and you'll be fine. All right, you guys don't even know what brioche is.
It's a bread.
No,
a brioche roll. Yeah.
No, bread. It's a white pellet thing, and you put it in, and it bubbles up, and you drink that, and you get rid of it.
Take some boo-boo juice. You'll be fine.
No. He's not. I don't even know what boo-boo juice
is. Is he looking to evacuate? Is that what he's looking to do?
Maybe. Sometimes you get a little backed up.
He and had gastroenteritis or whatever it is.
Maybe I'm glad you have come to the dark side and are now calling it boo-boo juice, because you fought that at first.
I still should fight it. I don't know why I just said that.
No, it is what it is.
I still should fight it.
What do you do after you drink that?
Boo-boo.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Do we have to call it juice?
No.
Yeah, it's better than sauce.
Yeah, it is better than sauce. Oh, my God.
You know what? I've already done. You know what I'm thinking? He's gluten intolerant.
John?
No, Brent Strom.
Okay.
Oh.
I think I've figured it out. And he probably had too much gluten, got a little gassy, and that's where the problem is. Just cut out bread, Brent. What are you looking at where you're about to throw up when you're looking at your computer?
Block or charge.
Oh, that guy. Oh.
Oh, God, that guy.
He just dug something out.
He's digging in his down his pants, into his butt, and throws it on the sidewalk. Oh.
That's not a block or charge.
What? That is the. Do you saw that, Del?
Yeah, I'm like, what is going on?
He just chunked a turd.
He's
digging down there with his hand. Do you think AJ would do that?
That's like a zoo animal who just goes like this.
Or Hinch.
No, not AJ. Our AJ.
Hoffman. No, use wet wipes.
AJ won't even go to the bathroom with toilet paper because it doesn't clean you well enough. Do you think he would dig down with his hand, grab some, and throw it on the sidewalk?
No, I don't think so.
No, I was just wondering.
I'm not doing that ever, but I almost kind of have to admire a guy who's like, I don't really care.
The way he walks off like he didn't have a care in the world.
But what do you do with your hand?
Look, that's what I'm saying. The logistics of it, I'm not doing it. But for a guy to be like, look, I don't want this here anymore. It's got to go. It's going. And I'm walking down the street. I got to kind of admire the guy for not caring.
No, that's that dude is the grossest.
Is he worse than a German soccer coach?
German coach. He or German coach? Which one's
he? Well, he didn't smell his hand.
Which German coach? Oh, Joachim right. Lowe?
Yeah.
What did he do?
You haven't seen that?
Oh, you never seen him dig and dig.
All orifices.
He digs down in his crotch and then smells his hand. Digs under his armpit, smells it.
That's a far cry from crapping in your own hand.
Yeah, that's true.
It's not even the same ballpark.
But the guy didn't that's smell like the Marcellus
his hand. He didn't smell his hand, though.
It's not a foot massage. It's the holiest of holies. It's not even the same ballpark, as Samuel L. Jackson once said to to Vincent Vega. No. You crap in your hand, you've taken it to a level that you're not going to, like, it's a whole different
level.
But
he didn't smell and put it up to his nose and his mouth.
Like, no. You'll that's what that's what your boy does. Yeah, they're both gross, if you want to know the truth.
Joakim Low really is gross. A good person.
He might be, but he's gross.
He's a great man, and he's not gross. Unless you consider winning World Cups gross. Then maybe you
I
do.
I consider getting knocked out in the first round the last time around.
Well, last year didn't count.
Yes, it did.
It was just like the Red Sox. They were just a little, you know, just like with the Red Sox this year, not showing up. It was the same thing, a little hangover.
The difference is the Red Sox get to do it again next year. He has to wait 4 years.
Yeah, that's true.
That is true. Zach Greinke better straighten this up. I'm starting to worry.
Are you now you going to hate Luno for making the move now?
Guess what? He'll catch it. He'll catch some. If he evaluated wrong, did he know that Zach Greinke, three of his last seven starts, he was crap? Did he know that?
I imagine that he took it into account.
Well, Zach Greinke better turn it around. That's all I'm saying. Otherwise, Luno's going to catch it. It's 827 ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. Where are you going tonight?
St. Arnold. I'm going to be there from 6 to 8 or 6 to question mark. Really, let's just be real about it. I'm not just picking up at 8 and going. We're going to be drinking lawnmower, beer, drinking Art Car IPA, whatever you have what you want to have. That's fine with me. At Gritty, now, at St. Arnold, I've been drinking lawnmower for most of the time. This is what I've been drinking. That's my summer beer. But I do want to let you know that, hey, with my good friends over at St. Arnold, when you're at the beer garden and restaurant, which is where we're going to be north of downtown, they've got all their beers right there on tap for you to enjoy and experience yourself. They've got ciders as well. So grab your girlfriend, grab your spouse, your boys from the office, whoever, and come on out and have some fun with us. We're going to be talking football, the Houston Texans. We'll talk some about the upcoming NFL season. Might jump into a little college chat, your fantasy football. I'm studying up on ratings today as we speak. And then we're going to watch some preseason games as well on the television out in the beer garden. So make sure that you come have great food with us, you come have some great beer, and you join the fun. 6 to 8 tonight at St. Arnold, or get out there anytime you want to have Houston's original craft brewery and still independent after 25 years. My good friends over at St. Arnold, go to StArnold.com for more information.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers, live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Here's the list. Coaches on the hot seat. What are the best odds? First to get fired. Who you got?
First to get fired. NFL coaches. Let's see. Let's see.
I think this one is.
Hold on. Let me think.
Pretty. This one would be.
It's not going to come from NFC West. AFC nope. West. No, it's not going to come from AFC East. West. Okay. Buffalo.
No.
It's not Sean.
No, he's not even. He didn't even make the list here.
Okay. Not Jason Garrett. He's unstoppable. Jay Gruden?
Jay Gruden.
Yeah.
Jay Gruden. Jason Garrett is on the list.
Jason Garrett can't be... for a team that felt like would fire you at a moment's notice, it's become crazily... It's almost like Bob McNair's running that team now. Obviously, he's not. Pour some out. But you can't get fired if you're Jason Garrett. Hmm. I've never seen anything like this. They love them. So here's what the Dallas Cowboys are now doing. Drafting more intelligently and never firing coaches. This isn't the Dallas Cowboys.
Who is this?
This isn't the Dallas Cowboys who never fire a coach, which, by the way, you could have argued multiple seasons.
Now, we did think Amari was a crazy trade, too, and it turned out maybe it was pretty good.
No.
Dak turned into a pretty good quarterback when he had – Well, now he's got to get Zeke in there. I don't think there's any question. Now he's got to pay the three of those guys. Somebody said, "Well, you want to talk about a flex? If Jerry announces on the same day, we're signing Zeke, Amari, and Dak to big contracts."
Would you guys do that? Now remember, You've got an offensive line that you've got to, you know, Tyron Smith hadn't been the same player. I don't know if you can afford to pay them all what they're going to want now.
Well, let's face it. You got to pay your guy. No. They paid Dexter Lawrence, right?
I think Zeke is a special running back. Problem is, I also think he's a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
So I don't know that I want him with long-term guaranteed money with his background.
Their highest paid guys are Tyron Smith, who you're going to start.
He's not the top.
You're getting to a place where he's no longer a value. Zach Martin, who's become more and more injury prone as well.
Right.
Amari Cooper, DeMarcus Lawrence, Travis Frederick. Three of your top five paid guys are offensive linemen. And then Crawford and Lael Collins is another guy that's up there making some money. I like the way that they're doing it, but that's going to end. That you get, when Dak comes due, and now Zeke comes due, and Cooper comes due, you're going to have to start paying some people now.
Right.
And Amari Cooper's already making $13
million. Man, Amari's played well, though.
Yeah.
He played really well. I didn't think he had it in him anymore. He played exceptionally well. And if you get a guy, you know you're going to sign your quarterback, right? You know you're going to. Whether you think he's, I think of the three, Dak is clearly the third best of those three. But it doesn't matter. He's quarterback. You're going to have to sign him. And if you're going to have to sign Dak, you better give him his safety blanket or his toy or whatever Amari Cooper is. Because Amari Cooper worked well with Dak. So you got to give Dak that. So now you know you have to have these two guys. I think the question is, Dallas doesn't want to give in a year early to Ezekiel Elliott. I don't blame them.
No.
This can't be a three-year deal. It's got to be, you got to get your 5 years out of it with the fifth year, obviously. You know, you have to manipulate the fifth year cap-wise. But that's got to be a non-starter. You start giving in on that, then you start having three-year contracts. That's not good.
No.
That's not good.
So Jay Gruden is 3-1, actually, to be the first coach fired or to be fired this season. Only 3-1. You got Pat Shurmur second at 7-1.
Ooh, yeah.
Matt Patricia 10-1.
Really? Matt Patricia after a year?
Yeah. Well, see, I don't think he's not be a lot beloved. But he went in there and they were all like, what the hell?
All the players, yeah.
The players were like, this dude sucks.
Oh, you mean a Belichick disciple tried to be an a-hole at his next stop?
Really? And he started that way.
Well, never would have guessed.
They got Bill O'Brien here. Guess what's not happening?
So there's been so much turnover the last couple of years. I don't think this is going to be a high turnover year for firings.
Probably not. Well, I will say this. Dan Quinn better win, and Doug Marrone better win.
Yes. Now, Doug Marrone, how high is he on the list?
He's not as high as I.
Doug Marrone should
be behind Bill O'Brien and Dan Quinn.
Doug Marrone should be in the top three.
Yes. I think Doug Marrone should be second.
Doug Marrone should be second.
He should
absolutely
be second. And Dan Quinn should be third because Dan Quinn has had a long leash now. Now, you did get to the Super Bowl, but since then?
Right.
Talk about soft. That team has been soft.
Mm-hmm.
Zimmer, Adam Gase, who just got there and won a power struggle.
Right.
Brian Flores, I can see that. All the Dolphins coaches get fired.
He hasn't even coached. How could he be on the list?
He's on the list.
He's never coached.
You made the list,
he's
buddy.
Never been a head coach.
He's got no talent. He's going to lose how many games?
They want to lose, though.
Well, that's true. That is true. But still, okay?
That is the weird thing about tanking. You brought in a coach. You set it up where, hey, we're not really trying to win games. And then when you get what you want, you're like, wait a minute. He lost too many games for us, so... Is he really a good coach since he lost so many games, even though we wanted him to lose those games?
Yeah.
We'll just hire the next guy. Isn't that what happened to, not that he was a great manager, but who was it?
The African-American coach. The Astros.
Who was his name? What's his name again?
I
forgot his name. I'm blanking on his name. But you're going to suck, and we want you to suck, but then it turns out you suck too much, and we can't have you around when we try to win.
No, you look at your record. There's no way we can. Did you see what Luno put out? Two games ago, now before this one, they put out that he put out 620, the number 624.
What's that?
624. What is that?
That Hinch's win percentage?
Nope.
No, he's probably higher than that.
He said today was an historic day for the Houston Astros. 624. Do you know why?
Why?
Because
combined
Bo Porter,
spin rate.
Bo Porter.
It was Bo Porter's the guy. Yeah.
But I was like, there's no chance Bo Portis. He had a 367 win percentage. There's absolutely no chance that he's going to be the guy that's going to take him into the next to the next level. 624 was they break even. Since Jim Crane and Jeff Luhnow got there, they're 624 and 624, and now they're 625 and 624.
Oh my God! They're only, I didn't think about that. They're one game over 500.
One game over 500 since they got there.
Isn't that incredible?
Yeah,
that's how bad it was.
It was horrific.
That's how bad it was.
Well, and AJ Hinch's win percentage is just under 58%.
Right, 577.
Yeah,
yeah, and he was 367. AJ got a little bit better players, I think.
Now you think that's what happened?
I'm pretty sure AJ got some better players than he had, than Bo Porter had. Do you even remember the Tony DeFrancesco years?
Year.
Yeah.
He took up for Brad Mills? Is that what happened? When Brad Mills was
I don't remember those years.
Brad Mills was told to beat it.
I absolutely don't remember any of those years.
DeFrancesco, Tom Lawless.
Who's that?
He took over for Bo Porter at the end of the
Yeah.
What?
14.
Yeah.
Who?
Tom Lawless. That was when... Well,
wasn't he Bane?
Well, see, but you can't watch now.
Hardy.
See, you don't even know who Tom Lawless
Tom
is.
Tom Hardy? It wasn't...
I'm going to be the manager of this baseball team.
It's Tom Lawless.
Oh, Tom Hardy. Yeah.
Tommy,
was Tom Lawless in the thing where he had to fight his brother in an MMA fight or something like that?
No, once
or,
again, that's Tom Hardy.
Tommy Lawless. He played for the Cardinals. I kind of remember him.
Yeah,
I kind of remember.
He was in a
yeah, but he I didn't know, so I can't even watch these games.
He got attacked
because
by
I don't know if you don't know who Tom Lawless is.
Did Tom Lawless get attacked by the bear or did he attack Leonardo DiCaprio?
No,
like Tom, he tried to kill his.
No,
son
Tom
or
Lawless
something.
Killed
Tom Hardy.
Leo's kid in that movie you're referencing in The Revenant.
Right,
Tom Lawless killed his.
Are
kid.
Are you just trying to show off how many Tom Hardy movies you've seen? Is that what you're doing here?
Was he the Jewish guy in Peaky Blinders?
Was he the Jewish guy who we couldn't understand? Who was less understandable than all the English guys who we couldn't understand?
Which
in Peaky
Tom
Blinders?
Lawless movie where you couldn't really understand him? Great thing. Was it? Or also known as Tom Hardy movies?
842 ESPN 97.5. It's that time of year again. We want to thank you, listener appreciation. Look at this, Cobos Q is coming. Did you know that?
Yes, I did. He posted a picture of some beef short ribs, and he goes, "Oh, these may be
not
coming."
Not short ribs.
Beef ribs.
Beef
rather.
Ribs.
The big old Barney Rubbles.
Yes.
The big Fred Flintstones.
Oh, guess what? That's what I'm grabbing as soon as I get here.
Well, he's got a, like, he goes, these may be here, so he may be teasing. Maybe he may be teasing. He is making sliders, but maybe it'll be the beef rib sliders. Mm.
So, Cobos Q is coming. Nick's place is coming. Nick's bringing all his Italian stuff with him, okay? Big City Wings is coming, and they're awesome wings. Awesome, awesome, awesome wings. And Coors Light. Do you think I had any Coors Light? Do you think that they ran out of Coors Light last night where I was?
I'm not talking to you.
Coors Light, cold, clean, crisp, refreshing.
How come Lance wasn't invited?
God, no, I wasn't even invited. I got off the plane. My wife's like, I'm out. You want to come join? Yes, okay. 713.
The guy is drunk.
Oh, yeah, the guy was drunk last night. No question. But the only way to get here is to get an invite. So we got an intern out there, right? She kind of gave
we
me.
Have two.
When I walked in late, she kind of gave me a look like.
Yeah, she's part of the show now. She knows.
She kind
of
gave I was like.
She's hey, allowed to
I
give
saw
you
a little
judgment.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's allowed to. She's
no,
a part
she
of the
said
show.
I was just reading your Rice football show. I said, no, I saw you judging.
I think she called you a buffoon.
She might have called me a buffoon.
I know I do.
713-780-3776 at 8:50 exactly. Call number 20 is going to come to the listener appreciation party. 8:50 exactly. 713-780-3776. In the meantime, let's get some insurance.
TGS. You text money to 232323. They text you back, say, hey, what's up? What's your address? Where are you staying? Drop a pin, and then you drop your pin. You don't really. You just give them your address. And then they come back with a rate for you. And you can immediately check that homeowner's insurance rate versus what you're paying now. And if you find that that number is substantially different, and there's a good chance that it will be, then here's all you have to do. You just say, ooh, I think I'm going to change that. So you get with TGS, and you know, you'll follow your email, and you say, hey, I want to go ahead and switch over to this company. And what they'll do is they get everything set up for you so that you don't have to deal with anything other than maybe, you know, digitally signing off on the switchover. And what they'll do is they'll switch your homeowner's insurance for the next day. And then all the money that you've already paid in advance for your homeowner's insurance, they will get that money refunded to you. You'll get a check back. That's exactly what happened with me. I got a check back from my company, not just for that, but also the car insurance. Because, yes, they'll handle your car insurance as well. You just have to ask them. Text money to 232323 and make sure to check out what the number is going to be for your homeowner's insurance. Because if you're paying too much, put that money back in your pocket and get the same great coverage that you may have right now with another company that is A-rated and ready for you. TGS Insurance is making it a reality. TGSinsurance.com. Text money to 232323.
ESPN
97.5.
You're listening to John and Raheel with Dell on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Presented by BestHotelRates.com. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John and Raheel with Dell.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776 is the number to call in. Well, you can't call in now because in about 20 seconds... they're going to be calling in to get those tickets to come to the listener appreciation party. Let's go. That's going to be fun. That's going to be a fun night. Next week on the 15th. Next Thursday it is. So Texans tonight. I'm very interested. It'll be interesting to see how much I think the corners will look good tonight if you want to know the truth. First of all, Aaron Rodgers isn't playing, so you don't have anybody to get him the football. Secondly, the Packers wide receivers aren't all that good. If you want truth be told, they're just not. They were covering them really, really well in practices, really well. I thought the defensive backs had themselves great practices. But again, I don't think that they're very talented at the wide receiver spot. But it'll be interesting to see how much Bradley Roby's out there, how much Aaron Colvin's out there. Aaron Colvin is worrisome. Aaron Colvin was one guy that was getting beat. And that's going to be worrisome, I think, all year.
I don't believe that. Aaron Colvin was getting beat?
No.
That's not
dude who couldn't even suit up at the end of the year.
Yeah. I didn't even know he was still on the team.
He's still, not only is he still on the team, he's your starter.
I don't believe that either.
Yep. He's your starter.
Until I see it for myself with my own eyes, I'm not going to believe it.
Nicholas is a starter now.
So, right. No. What's his name? Kareem Jackson's going to start this year.
Mm-hmm. He is going to start. Actually, he's having himself a real nice camp for Kansas City.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
He's not, yeah. Yeah, he's not here. Yeah.
How'd Roby look?
Roby looked pretty good. Roby can run now.
Roby's talented. Roby's an athlete. Roby can run.
Yeah.
Roby will add athleticism and speed to the secondary. Yeah. It was much needed. Can he cover? Who's covering T.Y.? I don't know.
Uh-oh. Well, he's going to have to. No, he's got absolutely no choice. He's going to have to. Why? You going to put J.J. on him? J.J. was playing pretty well, though, too. Oh, he's in Denver. I'm sorry. Not Kansas City. Tehran in Kansas City. J.J. was running pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
He actually was. He was running well. I think they're going to be okay. We'll see. I think you got to put some pressure on the quarterback. You got to do that. You got to do a little bit of that. Put some pressure on the quarterback. And I saw very little of that. Very little. That would be nice to see. It sure would be nice to be able to see Whitney getting after some people starting tonight.
Yeah, well, I'm hopeful. We'll see. I'm not really hopeful, actually. It's the opposite of that. I don't think Whitney's going to be that guy, but we'll see. I want to see Brennan Scarlett. I want to see what the Texans.
Kellen Bice.
I really am trying to get myself really excited about the Texans.
No, it's,
I'm trying, but the Astros just beat the team 14-3, and Yuli had 8 RBIs. I'm trying to get really excited. But Yordan just hit a home run like 460 feet right in front of my face when I was at a game. I'm trying to get excited, but Garrett Cole's won 10 straight games. And the Astros, number one and number two, are battling for the Cy Young. I'm trying to get excited, but almost every Astros starter's got like a 900 OPS. I mean, I'm trying to get really excited about Martinez Rankin and, ooh, can Titus Howard do this? What's Deshaun going to do? He was just baptized in the Jordan River. Is he going to come out and play like he's blessed by the hand of Jesus? Or is there a chance that the Astros could have 4 players get to 30 home runs? Which one's more exciting? Which one's more exciting? Carlos Correa coming back like a superstar again now that he's off the now that he's not injured and he's just raking the ball all over the yard?
Yeah.
Or hold on, Will Fuller may be staying healthy for an entire
season. So you think that the Zach Greinke pickup is a little bit more exciting than the Matt Khalil?
Or Jordan Tamu.
Yeah, let's compare it to something that happened recently, the Jordan Tamu acquisition.
Yeah, so, I would say.
Well, you need a quarterback. You know what? Let's go. There's nothing like a Tamu.
Who gets you more excited right now? Lamar Miller. And I want you to answer this honestly. Honestly.
Huh?
Lamar Miller or Chirinos?
Peace.
Okay. Okay. Y'all done talking to Texans, but they now have two players on their roster with apostrophes in their names.
Tamu and
Kaimi.
Kaimi.
You talking about progressive. Mm-hmm.
Doesn't Jadavian have some? Why doesn't Jadavian have an apostrophe?
I think he does.
Or does he have like a capital D someplace?
No, that's DeAndre Hopkins. Does DeAndre have a capital A or does Deshaun have a capital S?
No, Deshaun doesn't, but DeAndre does, I think. Clowney does. Yeah, Jadavian has a capital.
I think he has... And a capital or an apostrophe?
G-A, the D is a capital.
We talk about the important stuff here on ESPN 97.5.
And he does not have a capital D.
He doesn't?
It's just a normal Jadavion.
What the hell?
It's just normal.
He could have done so much more with that.
Yeah.
Jadavion, boring.
I'm a little disappointed. There's no apostrophes or capitals in
nothing.
The middle.
Or player on the field.
Yeah, or there's no player on the field. Who are you more excited about right now? Honest question.
B.
He didn't even give you A yet.
J.J. Watt.
B.
Or B, George Springer.
George Springer.
I'm excited about J.J.
Why? He was good last year. There's no there's no expectation. Oh, will he be good again? No, he was good. We know that J.J.'s back.
Who will have a better season?
Like an 85%.
Who will have a better season, George Springer or J.J. Watt?
Springer.
Yep. Jose Altuve or Deshaun Watson?
Ooh, that's a tough one. Mm-hmm. You know my undying love for Deshaun.
Got an undying love for Jose Altuve hitting 300, but he's not there. Sucks, 298.
Didn't he get back to 300 yesterday?
He was up there for three days.
And
he was up there before August.
Yeah. But he's got to finish there. Remember the bet. It's for $3,000.
Okay.
Just kidding. It's not.
Okay.
No, just kidding. It's not.
Okay. Hey.
Come on, Deshaun Watson or Jose Altuve?
Because
I'm not going to do like Deshaun Watson.
I'm going to go Altuve.
Yuli or anyone with the Texans. Yuli versus anybody on the Texans.
Yuli or DeAndre?
Sure.
Oh, I'm going to go D-Hop.
D-Hop, better season than Yuli.
Yeah.
Let's let that sink in.
But DeAndre's the... Is Yuli the best player at his position?
Is who?
Is Yuli the best player at his position?
Best player at his position, what do you mean?
In baseball.
No.
Well, DeAndre is.
That's fine. Who's going to have a better season?
DeAndre.
That's probably fair.
Yeah.
I mean, Yuli does have a chance to get to 30 and 100. Well, 100 is going to be pretty tough. But he's got 80 RBIs right now.
100 ain't going to be tough. Not at 8 a game.
D-Hop's going to get 100 catches. Yeah, I'd say DeAndre Hopkins. He'll get to double digits, too.
No, he's literally the best at his position. And Yuli's player of the month. Okay? What you want? What are you looking for?
I'm just trying to get Dell to get something ready for me. I'm going to give you another one.
Okay.
I'm going to give you an A versus B. I'm going to give you, you could choose what's behind door number one. When Dell tells me, don't tell me when you got it ready. I want to give you a chance to choose what's behind door number one. Or door number two.
Okay.
Give you a choice of something out there. When Dell has it ready, I will give you that choice.
I think I know what this is
going to
be.
Now, door number one is going to be something that you are quite familiar
with. Yes, I think I am. Ready? Here we go.
Are you ready, Dell? Yeah. Okay. So on door number one, you have a team fight song.
I knew it.
On door which number one? On door okay. number two.
Well, which, oh, are you going to play it?
Door, no.
Oh, I got
no.
A or
you
B?
You
got to
choose.
Or well, door,
you,
mystery
just,
box.
You'll just pick the other one.
Door no, number mystery. Two. No, it's a mystery
it's
box.
To you get to pick.
And door number two is the mystery door. The mystery door it is. Play the mystery
Y'all
door.
Y'all know what today is. Today is Taco Tuesday. What is it, Z? What is it, Miss Courtney? What
this
is it, D?
The worst crap
what
ever.
What is it, Sam?
Just turn this off. Turn this off.
What is it?
Oh, turn
you
this
off. You picked it. Turn, play
no,
it out.
No.
And the most important one of them all.
Turn this off.
What is it?
Talk about
even
corny.
His own wife doesn't like it, by the way. His wife's like, oh, stop this. Stop it, LeBron. I hate you for this. She's just like you, John.
Oh, my God. She's just...
Did you know you had things in common with LeBron's wife?
I didn't. Until now.
Look how upset he is.
Turn it off.
You
it off.
Chose door
right,
B.
Go to break. Hey,
you
Raheel's
chose
here.
B.
Raheel's here.
Well, Lance has got to talk about testosterone.
Men's T Clinic.
Bye.
Oh, my goodness. Men's T Clinic says, oh, we understand that right now you're potentially not experiencing life as you did maybe just 4 or 5 years ago. If you're approaching or over the age of 40, you could be in the danger zone of seeing your testosterone number drop. I had it happen to me. But the difference is once you get your number back to where it's supposed to be with treatments from Men's T Clinic, and I don't want to skip the part about where they, you know, find what your testosterone numbers are with testing, and they get you taken care of in terms of getting your treatment to the level that will have your testosterone numbers where they should be. Once you get there, your life just flips back for the better. You lean muscle mass improves. You have much better cognitive processing. Your energy level is going to spike to where it wasn't or it hasn't been maybe for years. And of course, it can also help with libido if that's an issue for you. Men's T Clinic will show you the complete listing of the advantages of testosterone on their website at Men's T Clinic. And you can see for yourself what some of the telltale signs of low testosterone are, just in case you think you might be one of them. It can't hurt to go check it out for yourself. All you have to do is go to a Men's T Clinic and find out if it makes sense for you to go get tested for low testosterone, because if you do have low testosterone, they can get you treated. Men'sTClinic.com, 5 locations here in the city of Houston.
ESPN 97.5.